Hello, my name is Josie Tegardenhuis.
And I'm Alexis DeVries.
Today, we will be spreading a light on sex slavery.
Let us pray.
Dear Lord, please be with those who feel unloved. Lord, show them that you are love. Be with those who are abused or neglected. Show them that you are compassionate and attentive. Lord, for those without parents, let it be known to them that you are their perfect father. For those 1.5 million who already are in sex trafficking, Lord, I pray that your healing power will restore them. Lord, let us unite to reach, rescue, and restore those in sex trafficking. Amen.
Every year in the United States, around 100,000 to 300,000 youth are at risk for being sex trafficked. These youth have been sexually and physically abused. They have poor mental health and have lost control of their lives. They are enslaved to pimps by manipulation and force. How can we break the chains of this surreptitious slavery?
The first global step we can take, REACH, requires that we reach everyone with the general knowledge of sex trafficking. Siddharth Kara, an activist and expert on modern-day slavery and human trafficking, says that when he started his research on this topic in 2000, few people knew about modern-day slavery and human trafficking. Quote, since that time, there have been many films and TV shows about the issue, many new organizations created to combat slavery, many new laws passed around the world to do the same, and an overall increase in general knowledge of the issue. End quote. An example of a new organization trying to end slavery is the End It Movement. Popular with youth groups and celebrities alike, they encourage individuals to draw a red X on their hand and share it on social media with the hashtag #EndItMovement. Their aim is to end modern-day slavery through awareness, and so far, they have reached 500 million people.
Secondly, we need to reach those in sex trafficking. By knowing the basic signs of sex trafficking, we can better reach out. Basic signs of sex trafficking are sudden change in attire, behavior, relationships, or possession. Misses school on a regular basis, frequently runs away from home, shows signs of drug addiction, has rehearsed responses to questions, signs of abuse, and a demeanor exhibiting fear, anxiety, depression, submissiveness, tenseness, and nervousness. Once we reach those in sex trafficking, we should then enact our second global step, rescue.
Rescue requires that we save suppressed sex slaves from their servitude. We can do this by supporting those that aid in ending sex trafficking. Today, our government spends roughly $124 million on modern-day slavery. In comparison, the government spends $15 billion on the war on drugs annually. Quote Siddharth Kara, quote, this does not mean that we will end slavery by simply throwing money at the problem, but it gives us a sense of the anemic level of resources that we've been allocated towards the issue. And by the way, the U.S. government spends more money to combat slavery than most any other government in the world. So that gives you a real sense of how big the gap is globally. End quote.
By encouraging our government to spend our money on programs that help end slavery, we can help rescue the enslaved. By signing up for the International Justice Mission, an email will be sent out to your representative, senators, and the president, encouraging them to direct funding toward proven models that will rescue slaves, apprehend slaveholders, and traffickers, as well as ensuring survivors receive the support they need to thrive in freedom. Already, rescue is on the rise. In 2015, 297 traffickers have been convicted, compared with the 184 convictions obtained in 2014. The last step, restore, requires that we keep those rescued from sex trafficking out of it. Jennifer Adama from the Freedom House speaks about this with us today. This Freedom House.
Freedom House is a nonprofit in the Pella area, and we're raising funds to open a home for girls out of sex trafficking.
How was Freedom House created?
In 2015, I went to a ladies' retreat and felt very prompted to share with the ladies at my table that I wanted to help girls out of sex trafficking. And after that, God placed it on my heart that maybe there should be a Freedom House in Pella.
How does Freedom House help those who have been sexually exploited?
Freedom House, we plan to open January of 2018, and it will be a restoration house. And we want to run the house family style. So there'll be shared chores, meals together, group activities. Each girl will have her own room. We will hire a trauma counselor, and we will need mentors and house moms. And it'll be a place that the girls will feel safe and they can have restoration and healing.
How can we, as a high school student, help end sex trafficking?
It's really important to know the signs of sex trafficking so that if you have a friend that you're seeing that with, that you can help, or other people around you. It's really important to know not to talk to strangers online, and if you find yourself in that situation, never meet them. So many times, older men are trying to pretend to be boyfriends to teenage girls, and that's where a lot of trouble begins.
How could we, as a high school student, help Freedom House and get involved?
Most important would be prayer. We have a monthly update that says where we're at in the process, how you can pray specifically. If you want to be put on that update, that would be huge to be able just to pray. And then as we open, then you would see places that you could help.
How many people are trafficked in Iowa?
150 children are trafficked on any given day in Iowa. And if it's a special event, like State Fair or Drake Relays, then you times that by 5.
Agape International Missions believes as well that women who have been sex trafficked need healing, hope, and love. Restoration from slavery is not just a one-night rescue, but a daily restoration of the mind, body, and soul. Agape International Missions aims at providing these women with the tools they can use for the rest of their lives. Now, it's time for a commercial break.
What does Ashton Kutcher, Kyle Korver, Peyton Manning, Carrie Underwood, and 500 million other people have in common? They have all shared a light on slavery. Through the End It movement, 500 million people have spread awareness about human trafficking by one simple action: drawing a red X on their hand and simply sharing it on social media with the hashtag End It movement on February 23. I challenge you to end it.
What then can we personally do to help end sex trafficking? We can begin by no longer objectifying women. We can do this by not supporting video games, pornography, music, and movies depicting women as sexual objects. Instead, we can support organizations such as Freedom House, End It Movement, and the International Justice Mission. Through continual prayer for the Freedom House, by participation with the End It Movement on February 23, and signing the International Justice Mission petition. These are just simple ways you can help end sex trafficking.
Dear Heavenly Father, please be with Freedom House. Through Freedom House, let those that have been sexually exploited find a new identity in Christ. Let it be a place filled with unconditional love and change. Lord, please be with the End It Movement. Let it shine a light on sex trafficking that illuminates the world. Father, be with the International Justice Mission as they rescue, bring justice, and restore those affected by sex trafficking. Lord, lay it upon the hearts of whomever hears this to reach, rescue, and restore. Amen.